Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. The Supreme Court of Canada has issued a ruling that means military judges can continue to preside over cases involving military personnel. In a split decision, the court has dismissed an argument that military judges are biased. Olivia Stevanovich reports.
The case before Canada's top court involved nine members of the Canadian Armed Forces facing various service offences. Under the military's judicial system, they were supposed to be tried by military judges appointed after being lawyers and military officers for at least 10 years. The accused challenged that requirement, arguing their right to fair hearings were violated. As judges and military officers, the accused alleged military judges have divided loyalties, leaving them vulnerable to pressures from the chain of command. The court-martial appeal court disagreed, punting the case all the way to the top court. In a split 6-1 decision, the Supreme Court of Canada dismissed the appeals and sided with the court-martial appeal court, ruling the military status of military judges does not violate the constitutional guarantee of judicial independence. Olivia Stefanovic, CBC News, Ottawa.
A report obtained by CBC News is warning that staffing and funding issues at the RCMP are affecting how it investigates national security files. Those files include everything from foreign interference and terrorism to money laundering. Catherine Tunney has more.
The RCMP's Management Advisory Board, an independent external oversight body, says federal policing is so understaffed and so underfunded, it's now at a critical stage. The report goes on to say, without major changes, public safety is at risk.
There is now a real risk of failure of the RCMP.
Christian Luprecht is a professor at the Royal Military College and Queen's University. He says more than anything else, these findings are directed at the Liberal government.
The RCMP is not able to deliver adequate and effective policing in terms of its federal mandate without serious political decisions and serious political attention and serious political direction.
Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was not made available for an interview. In a statement, a spokesperson says the government will work with the RCMP to make sure it has enough resources. Catherine Tunney, CBC News, Ottawa.
Donald Trump is back in court today as his criminal hush money trial in New York.
So we have another day of court in a freezing courthouse. It's very cold in there for one purpose, I believe. They don't seem to be able to get the temperature up. It shouldn't be that complicated, but we have a freezing courthouse.
It's a complaint Trump has made before. On the stand again this morning is David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He has been testifying this week about his efforts to protect Trump from potentially damaging news stories during the 2016 presidential election campaign. A Quebec family says it has finally located the remains of their father a month after he died while on vacation in Cuba. It turns out the body ended up being sent to Russia, but that's only part of the story. Allison Northcott reports.
He told me, your father in Russia.
After days of desperate calls looking for answers, Karam Jarjour says the Canadian government has confirmed his father's body ended up in Russia and that he's been buried. He says Canada is working to bring his remains home.
We need to wait like more time now. The situation is
complicated.
Faraj Ala Jarjour died of a heart attack last month while vacationing with his family in Cuba. His family paid $10,000 to the Canadian government to facilitate the transfer of Jarjour's remains back to Canada through a Cuban agency. But they were sent the wrong body. The Cuban government has since apologized. The federal government says its consular services and global affairs continue to help and support the family. Jarjour's funeral was supposed to be this week, but it was canceled, and the family is still waiting to find out when they'll be able to say a proper goodbye. Allison Northcott, CBC News, Montreal.
And that is The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings.